All right, sorry about that. I had to, my connection's weak. I'm going to just move this thing around a little bit, but I had to jump back on here to stop it and fix the connection on the tablet device I'm doing these videos for you guys on. Just want to say welcome to all the new members of Street Cop Training, our group here. You can check out our website at streetcoptraining.com, or you can email me anytime at streetcoptraining@gmail.com, or message me right here on Facebook. I just want to reach out to, I want to let everybody know that if you're following this group, I would suggest that you also follow TJ Cullen's group, which is Trap Fine LLC. You can search it out and just friend request him. What he'll do is he'll try to verify who you are a little more thoroughly than I do. So just join his group. He's got a lot of good stuff that comes out on there that he does traps and hidden compartments and all that stuff. But today, I'm going to talk about two subjects. One was going to be a request from somebody, and the other one is going to be something that I chose. So the first one is, I had a guy reach out to me and ask me a question. He talked about picking the right locations to observe traffic. Is it better to be driving with traffic, against traffic? What do you think? Well, it really depends where you are. One thing you want to pick if you're going to be doing interdiction work and looking for a high volume of vehicles, you're going to want to find an area where really you're going to have a high volume of vehicles coming into you and passing before you. Now, I always tell people to make sure they set their cars so you can kind of like look at them as they're driving by you. You can see into the cars. You're looking for seatbelt violations, but you're also looking to see the reactions that are going inside the vehicle. Right? You have to know what people are doing. You remember, look at the car first, passengers, and then the plates always last. Don't worry about the license plate number. Don't worry about that. The only time that's going to come into play is if it's like a Florida dealer tag, or maybe it's some side of sort of that totality of the circumstances with it. So I will tell you this, that where I used to sit was Route 1 southbound in Woodbridge, New Jersey, and I would get out there sometimes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and between 4 and 6, we have a high volume of traffic. So sometimes cars would pass me. There'd be so many cars, and coming at such a high rate of speed, be like 50, 60 miles an hour. Sometimes I would try to get out in the car, and by the time I caught up to them and trying to get through traffic, they were gone. They had dipped off. So just know your strategy, pick your places, and sit, you know, with your car. If you don't have a well-lit area at night, you can use your takedowns or your spotlight, throw your high beams on, and you're checking for seatbelts. You know, don't let your supervisors bully you into, well, what are you doing out here with these lights on? Well, yeah, I'm doing police work. So put your lights on, say, I'm checking for seatbelts. That's it. You can tell people when you pull them over, hey, I'm doing seatbelt enforcement tonight, and throw them totally off when you're actually looking out for drugs and guns. So, again, sit. You don't want to be blinding people as they're coming down the highway if you're going to use all the lights, but you want to sit like almost like at a vertical to them, or maybe like a little bit like this way, so as they're coming along, you can see into the car that way. All right, that was the first question. Hopefully that's some good advice for you guys. You want to get away from running random plates and your radar unit. I mean, if you want to use your radar unit for an additional PC or RAS, to stop the car, you know, maybe they're doing 4 miles an hour over the speed limit. That's a violation. Good to go. I would use it for that. Some people are like, well, drug dealers are using radar detectors. I have never found a drug dealer that is using radar detectors. The only people who use radar detectors are people with fast cars that drive like assholes. And honestly, as an interdiction officer, I don't give a shit how fast you're going. I can't tell you people must have passed me at 100 miles an hour, and I could care less. And they're probably thinking like, oh, my God. Why did that cop not stop us? Because I know you're not engaged in criminal activity, because I'm focused on criminals, not on minutia bullshit of speeding cars. Who cares? You're not going to slow them down. And usually it's a cop anyway. Why are you going to waste your time? You're going to waste 15 minutes pulling over a cop. So you can waste 2 minutes walking up and 2 minutes walking back to the car and, you know, and talk about these, you know, who he is, and you have friends in common. So with that being said, great. Now we're going to talk about passenger side approaches on motor vehicles. Now, I happen to see a cop doing that today in the town that I live in, and it makes my skin crawl every time I see a cop doing a driver's side approach. And I was even a guy who was guilty of it. When somebody came back to me and said, hey, we should really start doing passenger side approaches, I was the asshole who said, no, I wouldn't do that. And then when I got educated on it, I realized that I was wrong. And every cop and every person out there today who is doing driver's side approaches and not passenger side approaches, you're wrong. You should not be doing these tactical, high tactical situations, maybe but on a normal, ordinary course of business, you should be doing driver side approaches. Two main units stack up on the same side of the car. If you're going to get in a shootout, I would rather have the person I'm shooting with like this with me side by side, not one over here, one over there. Because if he retreats that way and I retreat this way, they're going to have crossfire. Okay. So always stack up. We run two main units in the department that I worked at. Hand on the shoulder, we'd stack up on the car, we'd stay close to each other, and we're one unit. It's okay. It's all right. You can do it. You can live outside your comfort zone. I'm gonna play a video for you guys. And I'm gonna, this is the first time I'm doing this, and I do it on my computer. I'm gonna flip the camera around. We're gonna watch a video from Westerville. And it was a police shootout where if the cop would have made a driver's side approach to the car, he would have been dead. And we'll watch the video, and then we'll talk about the position that he took from doing a passenger side approach and why they're so much better. So let me flip this around. All right, so we're going to watch this video here. It's the first time we're doing this here live. So I've kind of got it set up at a point where this is a normal traffic stop. If you want to Google this, it's the Westerville, or, you know, or go on YouTube. It's the Westerville police shooting. All right. Regular course of business. It's an area here. You can see this whole area is, you know, just a regular night, whatever, wherever the fuck Westerville is. All right. Now, here's the driver waiting for the cop to come out on this side of the car. Okay? I know you can see my reflection in the thing. I'm sorry, I can't do anything about that. Here's the cop walking up. Now, he's got a gun in his hand waiting to kill the cop. The cop, who's got the tactical advantage, sees the gun. He sees the gun. He is double-checking. Holy shit, he's got a gun. Takes his gun out. Watch this.
10-3,
he's able to call for backup already. He doesn't realize the guy doesn't, he's waiting for him to come up on the driver's side. This would have been a dead police officer had he made a driver's side approach.
Put your hands up! Put your hands up! Put your hands up! Put your hands up! Put him up! Put him up! Put him up! Put him up!
Retreats, get cover.
Shots fired, shots fired.
All right. For the purposes of this short video session here on Facebook Live, this is a cop who had a plan. This is a cop who was trained. This is a cop who didn't say driver's side approach is the only way I do it. I'm going to do passenger side. He looks like an older guy. He had a plan. What did he do? He can't see the guy. He runs for cover, gets into cover, gets in position. Now, we can sit here Monday morning quarterback. We always learn from the mistakes and what cops have done and didn't do, and it didn't cost them their lives. Today, that cop won. That cop is alive today because he did a passenger side approach. He had the advantage. He could see the guy, saw the gun, was able to take the first shot, and he killed the suspect, okay? After he killed him, couldn't see him, didn't feel comfortable out reapproaching. Backup's on the way. Retreats, takes cover, gets to a position until he can figure out what the fuck is going on. Now, this may not be the exact course of conduct, but in your mind, you should be running these what-ifs through your head. If you're not, you're foolish. If you're going to work and not, and you're real relaxed at work, I used to not go to people, like my friends I grew up in the town that I worked. They'd be like, oh, come over for dinner, have a barbecue. And I'm like, I can't, man. I'm not the same person when I'm in uniform that I am, that you know me as, the fun guy drinking beer, playing beer pong, doing shots and hooking up with your sister. I'm serious at work because I know this shit can happen and it can happen to you too. So use your brains. Every time you're doing a passenger side motor vehicle stop from this point forward, you remember this video. You remember this video. I'm going to show more videos in the next couple of days of why driver side approaches are garbage and passenger side are the way to go. So passenger side approaches, stop doing driver side approaches, you fools. All right. So with that being said, I'm a little passionate about that. I can't stand when cops are doing it. If anybody can find a better reason why they think a driver side approach is the way to properly approach a vehicle, I'd love to hear it. If you haven't seen my post, go back to my page. The guy who took my class, we watched this video. We watched some other videos of cops getting hit on the driver's side by other vehicles. He decided that week to take a passenger side approach. And would you know it, on the highway, his car got sideswiped. And he accredited the fact that he was alive and writing this message today to my training. And the fact that he was wise and his eyes were open to how stupid he was doing driver's side approaches. I'm not telling you you're stupid. I'm telling you your tactics are dumb. Reevaluate what you're doing. You're here to win. You're not here to lose. I can't tell many people I surprised doing a passenger side approach. I had a guy write to me just before about passenger side approaches, and it's interesting. I was doing a video on this anyway, and he was like, dude, I can't believe I did driver side approaches for so long and didn't do passenger. You were so right. And there's a lot of other reasons why to do passenger side approaches, but I don't want to keep you on this for 25 minutes talking about it. Don't do driver side approaches unless you absolutely have to. get out of this habit. Break it tonight. When you exit out of your patrol car, walk behind the car and come around this way. Do not shadow yourself with the lights. They know when you're coming up. Why are you going to put yourself in a position to become a frigging target? Use your brain. Think tactically. I don't care if you don't like being a cop. You're still a cop. People are still trying to fucking kill you. So stop it. Shame on you if you're doing driver's side approaches from this point forward after watching this video. Get out of your old habits, your bad habits, and bring in the new smart stuff. Walk around the back of your car and make your passenger side approach. Okay? That's the way to do it. If anybody else has anything to contribute to that, that's fine. I'm not mad. Although I sound a little passionate. I'm not mad. So nice guy. But I thought that was really important to go over today. I know we have a lot of guys who we do a lot of case law in New Jersey and here, all the guys who are from out of state. So I wanted to get something really that would apply to everybody. And again, we're looking to go out of state with a lot of the training that we're doing for guys here in New Jersey. We've had over 4,000 guys come to the training. Check out streetcoptraining.com. I'll be on here hopefully tomorrow. Maybe not tomorrow, but Monday for sure. Good night, guys.